welcome to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. We have been printing gospel tracts since 1978. The prayers and support of God's people have enabled us to print and ship more than 5 billion gospel tracts to 200 countries and territories. Tracts are printed in 90 languages, including English and Spanish, and are offered free to anyone who requests them. The Fellowship Broadcast and the Fellowship Tract League are local church ministries of Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Our pastor is William Burroughs. He's heard every Wednesday on this program.
Welcome into the Fellowship Broadcast. Thank you for tuning in to the voice of the Fellowship Tract League, and we're so thankful that God allows us to come and be with you. And we thank the Lord for Brother Bruce DeLange and Pastor Burroughs, and Brother John Brown comes along each Friday, and they keep this broadcast going. And we're thankful Brother DeLange had a burden to start this many years ago, and we're just honored to be a part of it, and praise the Lord for his goodness to us and for allowing us to do so. Brother Bruce DeLange will be along in just a little bit with some precious promises from the Word of God. You may need some of those today, so we hope you'll stay tuned. Before he comes, here's a letter from a life that has been changed by the power of a gospel tract.
This letter from the United States of America doesn't give it where it's from, so they start out with, "Hello, Leaguers. I encourage you to continue your radio broadcast. It has changed my life, it has encouraged me, and I try to listen daily. It's my prayer that our Lord will supply all of your ministry needs. Thanks for your faithfulness. Sincerely, DJ."
Hello, this is Pastor Lamar Whittemore, and on behalf of Pastor Burroughs, Brother Bruce DeLange, Brother John Brown, and all those involved with the Fellowship Tract League, I would like to tell you about something extremely special that is coming up. The 40th Annual Bread of Life Camp Meeting is going to be held May the 20th through the 23rd at the Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. The presence of the Lord has been evident in this meeting throughout the years, and we are believing the same is going to happen this year as we celebrate the 40th Annual Bread of Life Camp Meeting, May the 20th through the 23rd. We'll have some of the best Bible preaching and singing you can imagine. Preachers include Pastor James Jones, Pastor Joe Author, Pastor Eddie Wyatt, Evangelist Scott Matthews, Evangelist Buster Kinsey, and Brother Mark Rogers. It was at this meeting many years ago that God touched my heart in a special way and tendered it for the work of the Fellowship Tract League, and we believe he will do the same for you. You can find more information and even register for this meeting at breadoflifecampmeeting.com. That is breadoflifecampmeeting.com, or you can call 513-494-1075. We look forward to worshiping the Lord with you at the 40th Annual Bread of Life Camp Meeting, May the 20th through the 23rd.
Well, for those of you that just tuned in, this is Bruce DeLange. I am a full-time missionary representative for the Fellowship Tract League. I got to pastor the church between the years of 2007 and 2013. And prior to those years, I was a representative for the Fellowship Tract League, and now have been again for the last several years. And Brother Bill Burroughs was my associate those years, and now he's been my pastor over 10 years, and we still love each other. And I'm so grateful that I hear from his preaching how that God has preserved his word for us, the English-speaking people, through the King James Bible. And we're grateful for that. So we believe in not only the inerrant, infallible, inspired, preserved Word of God, but that is the only Bible for the English-speaking people. So if you want to hear more about that, we'll just invite you to call Fellowship Tract League and ask for Brother Bill Burroughs or Bruce DeLange, and we'll talk some more. But I want to give you some things that will encourage you to know that God has promised some things in His Word. And some of the things He's promised in His Word are just great. And I want to give you this to start with. The promise then of preservation. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. That's from Psalms chapter 12 and verse 6 and 7. And so there's where much of the error comes from, and the people that are trying to help the Word of God out God said he'd preserve them. God gave his word to his children upon earth with the instructions to proclaim and practice it. It is not our responsibility to preserve the word of God. God has promised to do that, and his promises are sure. Listen to this. Blessed be the Lord that hath given rest unto his people Israel. According to all that he has promised, there hath not failed one word of all his good promises, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. That from 1 Kings 8, verse 56. Then listen to this in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in him are, listen, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God. God has not promised us a fragmented preservation. No, God's word has been preserved, every word. So when we read about the sodomites in the Bible, some of the perversions would put in temple prostitute. Well, I don't even know what they mean by a temple prostitute, but some of the perversions have that. You better check yours out. The word sodomite is not a good word, and it upsets many of that crowd. But listen, it's a word that God used in his preserved word of God. God's word says in Matthew 4, verse 4, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So you're listening to Bruce DeLange, a preacher of the gospel, representative for the Fellowship Tract League, preaching on the radio, talking about the inerrant, infallible, inspired, preserved word of God. That which is perfect is the complete word of God. It is kept intact and kept from injury or destruction and projected by God's promise and power. We have God's complete word, not a remote preservation then. If God's words were only preserved in heaven, that would be of little value to us who are on earth. God gave his words upon earth, and he preserved them upon earth. The Old Testament was given to the Jews. What advantage then hath the Jews much every way, chiefly because that unto them were committed the oracles of God? Romans 3, verse 1 and 1a and 2, I guess we can give you there, the book of Romans. The Old Testament was its completion, and the New Testament was given to the church. I had given thy word. So listen, if you don't get anything out of the broadcast today, listen, we are talking about the word of God. So many of the perversions, we call them, the new Bibles, have fallen by the wayside because there was one thing they had in mind, not the preservation of the text. It was their pocketbook. They even started redoing one of the versions because it was not producing enough money, so they changed it a little bit. I have got in my files, are you listening, one of the first editions of the Living Bible, and it actually had cuss words in it. I mean, if you'll call me up, 513-494-1075, I'd be glad to tell you about what the cuss words were. Not that I want to, I'd spell them out to you. But hey, that's not the word of God. God didn't use cuss words. So listen, we are talking about the word of God today. Listen to this conclusion. It is not acceptable to the child of God that God would fail to keep any promises he has given us. To say that some of his words have passed away is to change God foolishly. Listen to this in closing. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. So to say this promise of preservation has failed is an attack upon God. It is an essence of blasphemy. Young Christian today, realize that the authorized King James Bible is the inerrant, infallible, inspired, preserved word of God. If you don't know him today, trust him. Bruce DeLange for the Fellowship Tract League. Thank you for listening. You have been listening to the Fellowship broadcast. Be sure to tune in again and invite someone to listen with you. This is Bruce DeLange signing off with this thought. I'm on my way to heaven and enjoying the journey. Are you?